In Florida, a new law to penalize undocumented workers has just kicked in. And one immediate effect is a worker shortage. Many have disappeared from key industries like construction and farming. Deborah Acosta of the Wall Street Journal is following this. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Deborah, this new immigration law took effect on Saturday for undocumented migrants. It is now a felony to use a false ID to get a job. For businesses that hire unauthorized workers and know that these are unauthorized workers, they could lose their licenses. Is the practical effect already pretty dramatic? The message is loud and clear to employers, to workers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the first effect that we saw here in the state of Florida is that workers are fleeing the state. People who work, who are undocumented and work in the agriculture and construction industries didn't blink. I mean, as soon as this thing was signed into law,
wow,
they left the state. You know, I spoke with farmers who lost more than half of their workers. I spoke with contractors who lost more than half their teams. And for businesses that knowingly employ unauthorized workers, they could have their licenses suspended, depending on how many workers they have that are undocumented, and up to the point where like their licenses could be suspended indefinitely. Now, that part of the law actually doesn't come into effect until 1 year from now, so July 1st of 2024. The portion of the law that is already in effect is the one that penalizes the undocumented immigrants themselves.
And could it mean higher prices for produce that we all pay? Could it mean slower construction projects that get behind schedule?
It could definitely mean all of those things. You know, some of these contractors I spoke with are very concerned that, you know, they won't be able to meet deadlines for these projects. And then that, of course, drives up prices, drives up the cost of labor. And there's already a huge labor shortage within the construction industry across the country, and particularly in the state of Florida, where unemployment is so low. So it's a huge problem for them. And with agriculture, the same thing. You know, the owners of these farms, the owners of these packaging facilities are extremely concerned that this is going to drive up prices, obviously. I mean, if they don't have the labor and, you know, you don't have the people there to pick the tomatoes and you have fewer goods to deliver at the end of the day, and it becomes a huge problem for them.
For proponents of the law, and they might argue this is working as intended, I gather. I mean, this is part of the legislative agenda of Governor Ron DeSantis, who, of course, is running for a higher office. I guess the question is, what happens now? Is there any talk of changing the law, of businesses kind of raising this as an issue? Is there any possibility of a challenge to this law?
Yes, I have heard rumblings about this within the agriculture community. Farm workers of Florida have come together with a few watchdog groups, and they are planning to file a federal lawsuit. And a lot of the businesses I spoke with were afraid to speak out and be quoted in this story. And, you know, there were very few who were brave enough to do so, because they fear retaliation from Governor Ron DeSantis. You know, some lawyers I spoke with said the way that it's worded, it's unclear how this will be enforced. And so it gives the state of Florida the ability to, like, enforce it how they want and when they want and who they want to enforce it against.
Deborah, have you spoken to workers who left quickly as to why?
Absolutely. I spoke with one worker, Romeo Lucas, who, as soon as the law was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, he made the hard decision to leave the state of Florida. He's been here, he had been here for 10 years working at a nursery. And as soon as it happened, as soon as it was signed, he made the hard decision because he was worried he would be separated from his children, get picked up while he's out working in a field, and then never see them again. And he was also worried about his wife, who has diabetes. You know, the law requires hospitals that accept Medicaid to question a patient's immigration status, and that, he worried, would make his wife uncomfortable to seek medical care at a hospital if she needed it. And so all these different reasons combined, he decided almost immediately to pick up and move.
Deborah Acosta, is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal following the implementation of this new immigration law in Florida. She's based in Miami. Deborah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.